Lisa Braun. Not just liberal, dangerously liberal.
Dangerously liberal. That is how Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers' campaign describes her opponent Lisa Braun in a recent campaign ad. The ad focuses on a claim that Braun voted against a law that would have prevented sex offenders from living near schools during her time in the state Senate. The ad also depicts a young girl playing at a playground while a stranger in a hoodie watches. This week, a group of Spokane residents, including several people in the medical field who have worked with child victims of sexual assault, addressed an open letter to McMorris Rogers. Dr. Deborah Harper says the ad is not only misleading, it's dangerous to children.
The people who are going to sexually abuse your children, unfortunately, are children people you've introduced your children to. And people you've invited to your home. People who you and your children think are safe. They are not the man in the hoodie. So you are teaching children to be afraid of the wrong person and not teaching them to be afraid of the correct person. And you're activating and harming children who've already been molested.
Harper spent over 20 years as a pediatrician in Spokane and testified in many child abuse trials. Braun did vote against the law in question. She said at the time it was not strong enough and should go back to committee. Among her objections was that it stopped sex offenders from living near colleges, but not preschools or daycare centers. Later, Braun did vote for a stronger bill, which unanimously passed in 2005. That bill remains law today. Harper wants candidates to be careful when they air material children will see.
Children see things differently than we do. We need to think about kids when we're communicating. When we're communicating in ways that children are going to be able to see. We must not put up images that are going to activate PTSD in children who've already been molested or abused.
Spokane Public Radio reached out to McMorris Rogers' campaign for comment. At this time, our calls have not been returned. I'm Jeremy Burnham, reporting.